What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We're back here on a Friday night. Cookie is in the house.
Hello.
Jasmine is in the house.
What up?
And this is our Mother's Day edition. So to all the moms out there in advance, sorry.
Oh, shut the fuck
Mothers
up.
Mothers just like children. All of them aren't winners.
So
it's not that bad.
So you may or may not know, Jasmine is a mom. And so, Jasmine, we're going to start off the Mother's Day show with you. And where did it all start for you?
Where did it all start for me? The realization that it's going to be kicking my ass from that point forward was when I had my ultrasound appointment. I can't even remember how far along I was, but so essentially the ultrasound appointment was somewhere further than where I lived, and they ask you to like drink like something like a gallon of liquid, anything, water, whatever, before they give you an ultrasound. Well, I was about an hour early to my appointment. And I had to pee.
Fucking Asians.
So, I went up to the nurse and I said, hey, is there any way that you guys can see me, like, right now? Because my bladder is about to burst. And my baby's kicking me, like, left and right. And I really need to pee. So, she goes, well, you can't really empty out your bladder because if you empty out your bladder, we're not really going to be able to see the baby pretty well. And that was like the time that I was going to find out if my baby was going to be a boy or a girl. So, of course, I really, really didn't want to prolong it. You know, I really wanted to find out. So I was like, all right, well, I really need to pee. So what do I need to do? She goes, well, you can go to the bathroom and just, you know, like empty out a little bit.
In theory.
Please tell this nurse to never, ever suggest that same exact advice to any pregnant woman, because I went to the bathroom to go pee a little and I couldn't stop. And so I started freaking out. I was like squatting over a toilet and just started shoving freaking toilet paper up my fucking hoo-ha to make it stop, because it kept going.
Go on.
So, you know, she goes, well, she told me is just pee a little bit and just, you know, just pee a little bit and just stop, you know, halfway.
Well, how the
yeah,
fuck
you
are
can't
you
tell a pregnant
to
woman that.
I don't think you can tell
Needless
anybody
say,
that with like a gallon what? Of liquid in them. Like, how the fuck are you supposed to stop? Like,
it was medically prescribed to her.
So, needless to say, I ended up frantically pissing on myself
again
between trying to shove toilet paper up my vag to like wipe myself and keep myself from peeing on myself, basically. So I had pissed myself. I had a fucking wet spot in the back of my fucking pants because of it. So I didn't want to leave the ultrasound office, obviously, because I wanted to find out if my baby was a boy or a fucking girl. So I had to drink a little bit more and just hoping to God that, you know, no one was going to fucking notice that I just pissed myself.
Ew.
Because my baby. Pretty gross. I know. But that was like pretty much, I figure, you know what? This is exactly how parenting is going to fucking be. So. And that's exactly what it is. You know, you just never know what fucking gross things you have to deal with your kid. And yourself. You know.
It's so. Everywhere.
Basically. That's wow. It for me.
That was beautiful. Wow. You should write that down and read that at her wedding.
Yeah, I can't wait to tell my kid that. But, you know, it's funny because a lot of people have these, like, you know, this is my experience when I went through labor, and this is what made me a mom, and da-da-da. But I actually had a pretty easy time, like, giving birth. It wasn't, you know, stressful or anything like that. And don't get any ideas.
Yeah, like, drugs will do that.
I'm looking at you, and you're like, well, because the size of your fucking vag is like the size of a watermelon already, so she's going to fucking pop out. So, no.
She slid out. You had to hold her in.
Thank you. Yeah, that fucking look on your face.
For the last month, she had to walk around with her legs, like, with her knees pressed together so the baby wouldn't fall out.
The hands just waving.
Shut up.
How's it going?
Like that. I asked for a fucking extra stitch. Leave me alone.
While you're down there, can you tighten it up? So
anyways.
In the spirit of Mother's Day, the whole show is going to be Mother's Day centric, and we don't usually get mushy on this show. That you can expect pretty much the same. We're not. So like I said, sorry in advance. So we thought it'd be fun to make a list since we're talking about moms and the topics of MILFs came up. So yes. I think we'll do our top, maybe like our top 10 MILFs. I'll go first. Alyssa Milano.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Damn it.
Really?
Yes. The accent. She's still got...
Jenna Dewan, not in the Tatum anymore.
Yeah, that's over.
She just got divorced.
Jenna Jameson.
She's a mom, really?
Yes. She has kids.
Let's see. This really isn't my expertise. Neil Patrick Harris.
Go ahead.
I have a good one. Mm-hmm. Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
She's pretty still. She's fucking hot still. Her age, Jesus.
Oh, Topanga from, I forgot, Danielle Fischel?
Yeah.
Fischer? Is it Fischel? Really? It's
something like that, yeah.
From Boy Meets World?
Yeah.
Topanga.
I agree. I agree with that one.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
about that one.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Does Salma Hayek have kids?
Yes, one.
There we go.
Oh, she does. Remember, she even actually, fun fact about this, she actually, I think she was like a wet nurse or something for somebody. She was like breastfeeding for somebody else's kid at some point, or she donated her breast milk or something along those lines. Definitely a mom.
Nice. Okay, so yeah, she definitely makes the list then. Jasmine Cookie.
Penelope Cruz.
She has kids?
Yeah, she has a kid.
Oh, wow.
With cool. Javier Bardem. Then Penelope Cruz.
Well, then no.
You're like,
Hilary Duff. Since we're on a Disney kick.
Yeah.
With Topanga and everything.
Was that Disney?
They rebooted the show and Disney picked it up.
Yeah, and Disney.
Girl Meets World.
Or Disney movie, Disney Channel, yeah.
The quest for more money.
Ooh, I have a good one. I do like Kristen Bell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She does Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard, yeah.
She has two kids.
Halle Berry.
She has two kids as well, yes.
Yes.
And two different baby daddies.
I think we have two more left.
Wow, no one voted for like J-Lo?
I'll say Kate Winslet.
Okay.
I think she's pretty.
Yeah.
I like how everybody just jumped right over the J-Lo thing. They're like, meh.
Nah.
I know, right? Let's see.
And next on our list.
I'm trying to think who else.
What about that the actress that played Game of Thrones, Marjorie.
She does not have any kids.
I was asking if she had kids.
Does she want no. any?
Yeah, that was the follow up question. Really? Does she want any?
You're gonna volunteer? Yes.
I volunteer as tribute. Okay.
Does Charlize Theron have kids?
She adopted. That counts.
That counts.
You yeah, know she's no still one actually tight down said there. Angelina Jolie, but she's got a ton of kids. But I don't
she
know.
Also's got yeah. a ton of herpes.
maybe younger Angelina Jolie. I don't know about
younger now. Angelina Jolie was crazier Angelina Jolie.
Oh my
Jolie.
God, no one voted for Reese Witherspoon. I love her.
She's all right.
Okay. I like Reese Witherspoon.
Just the accent. If she uses that southern twang, yes.
But the Legally Blonde one, no.
That's all right. I prefer her as June Carter Cash.
Oh, okay.
So that rounds up our top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Pretty decent list. I mean.
Yeah, a few people that are kind of just thrown in there.
I'm going to say that I wouldn't say no to any one of them. If, you know, if they're out there listening, I'm just saying. That was a kind of a cool list because that was like a lot of different types of moms. And
it was an array, like,
right?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. A little bit of different colors and such.
And yes. So with that in mind, there's like all kinds of like different types of moms. Like there's.
Yeah. And what's up with that? There was no tiger mom on that list.
As there shouldn't be.
They're generally.
That just proves the point that there are not a lot of Asians in Hollywood, damn it.
Or at least they're not having kids.
There's enough.
No, there's enough in China.
So
you have Lucy Liu.
So there's the.
I have any kids? I don't even know.
There's the moms like the tiger moms, like Jasmine brought up, and you want to. Drop some knowledge on those that don't know what a tiger
being
mom.
Being a tiger mom?
Yeah.
I am a quintessential tiger mom. I didn't think growing up that I would be a tiger mom because I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's so typical for an Asian person to have a tiger mom. Basically, a tiger mom is the whole person who's strict and you always, you know, tell your kids that they have to be on point with their academics and their extracurricular activities, and that they only get to play like piano and violin and read nonfiction books and pretty much be a doctor. So, that being said,
that's
yeah.
That's an Asian woman's retirement plan right there.
I pretty much am a tiger mom. Not gonna lie.
Those are my least favorite moms.
I think that's going to change because I think it really does kind of push your kids to be a little bit more than a fuck up.
What's that supposed to mean?
Shots fired. Shots fired.
Pew, 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 you bitch.
I don't know. I think my mom had like, you know, 8 kids. So it kind of dwindled down like her tiger mom. It's so funny because it really does kind of like look like that, because like my eldest sibling's like a pharmacist and my second sibling's like a financial analyst and like an entrepreneur and an architectural designer, and it just went downhill to like a receptionist. So
a barista.
Which one owns the donut shop
and the nail salon?
So basically I think my mom was worn out from being a tiger mom.
No, I think your arm was worn out from having all those fucking kids. Holy shit.
Yeah, that sounds like a burden.
Speaking of having a lot of kids, you know, we have those type of moms that say, hey, I don't have the time to, like, keep up with myself because I have a lot of kids. So thoughts on that, guys?
There is no excuse. No excuse for that.
I think so, too, actually.
I was just shooting from the hip.
You need to keep up after yourself, even if you have children. I don't think it's an excuse to just like go to Walmart and PJs and a messy bun. Like, put some fucking jeans on.
And if you have to do that, at least fucking run a toothbrush over your grill, for fuck's sake. have you fucking bumped into those women that it's just like...
The ratchet moms.
Dude, bump into them. I befriended them.
Straight out of bed and fucking no fucking toothbrush. Like, they went to go buy one there and toothpaste.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I just don't think it's an excuse at all. Like, and then they complain why, you know, their husbands don't want to touch him or whatever, this, that, and the other. I mean.
And they usually have multiple kids, and it's just like, you're lucky he fucked you once.
You, how many kids do you have?
Right.
And how many dogs do you have? 5?
Ugh. Oh, the fucking animal moms or whatever.
Those are the worst. Fucking with their bumper stickers saying that my golden retriever is smarter than your honor student. Or my kid has 4 legs. Like, ugh.
And a shitty mom is what,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know. What do you think is harder, being an animal mom or being just like a stay-at-home mom?
Animal moms, I don't think that's a real thing. I think that's ridiculous for someone to value. I mean, yes, animals are important and they should be valued and they should be respected and taken care of, but to value them more than an actual human life or make it equivalent to, I think is just stupid. Like, a baby human is way more important than your stupid Dalmatian puppy.
Right, and they're fucking annoying about it too. A lot of them, I've bumped into a lot of them, and some of them, like, holy shit, just like took it to this like weird level where it was like almost awkward to be around her and the dog. And I was like,
yeah, when your dog has a stroller and a car seat, I don't want to talk to you. I just do not want to talk to you. That's ridiculous.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I guess I understand some, you know, some people can't have children, so they kind of have their animals as their children. But in my opinion, like me, I don't have any animals or pets. I've tried, and I keep explaining this to my daughter. I'm like,
we eat them.
It's very hard to raise a puppy because I feel like they're just permanent toddlers. Like, they shit everywhere. They pee everywhere unless you train them. Then I guess, you know, that's acceptable. But I kind of want free range. Like, I want you to eventually make me a sandwich, and the dog is just never going to do that
ever.
For you.
Ever.
Ever. Exactly.
I mean, it's a meat that you can put in a sandwich.
She wants free range puppies.
It's in like a sandwich. Stuck in puppy training stage, you know? You're always going to have to pick up after your shit. At least, like, when you're an actual parent, you know, your kids actually end up, hopefully, fucking pissing and pooping in a toilet. Jesus Christ.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I mean, if your kid's, like, 3 and still in diapers, like, you got to start questioning your parenting right there.
Hey, 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 hey.
Sorry for being that mom.
I don't have kids.
The judgy mom. Here you go.
You're that bitch. No, I feel the same way towards animal parents. Like, yeah, if you can't have kids, yes, sympathetic towards that. But most of them just don't want kids and rather have a dog. And it's like...
What about helicopter moms? The ones that are just like constantly kids' ass.
Dude.
About everything, you know, whether it's like what they feed their children. Oh, I'm not going to feed them this. I'm not going to feed them that. Or fucking just everywhere from like PTA meetings to like volunteering and classes and everything. Like, I understand that. And I get it because I'm a tiger mom. But, so I guess sometimes that does go hand in hand a little bit, but I don't know.
Yeah. And then,
I think there has to be like a limit and a boundary.
Yeah, like the helicopter moms, and then they wonder why their fucking kid grew up and doesn't know how to fucking do anything for themselves. Well, bitch, because you fucking did every fucking thing you could for them, so...
Yeah, basically.
Like, what did you teach them how to do for themselves?
Basically?
Like,
yeah. That's awful.
Indubitably.
Or I think that that'll just cause the kid to rebel at a really young age and, like, be a teenage parent or addicted to drugs or something. Like,
be a teen mom?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you, MTV.
There's no better time to be a mom than when you're a Mexican teen.
That's right. I mean, if I learned anything from my family.
You know, there are high schools that actually cater to teen moms. Like, they actually have...
They're all in Southern California.
Oh my god. What, they actually, you can go to high school and actually take your kid to school and have, babysitters apparently or something, like a daycare. That way you can finish high school. And I think that's just ridiculous. Like, I don't remember having a lot of teen moms in high school or anything like that. But I guess it's such a very, very common thing these days. And that's scary. That scares me to death. That makes me want to lock up my child.
Yeah, especially because these fuckers are eating Tide Pods and snorting condoms. Yeah, I'd be scared of them reproducing too.
Jesus. They're taking all the good party tricks.
It just, I don't know. Was that bad moms? I mean, there's worse moms. Like, there was this mom in Michigan, 38, married, two kids, and was unhappy in her marriage and complacent and unsatisfied, and she found Snapchat. So she starts off, you know, sending pictures of herself to like random dudes that are her age or older.
Ugh.
Then she finds out that the majority of people that are on there are younger people. So she got a thrill from doing it the first time, sending like nudes to guys of her own age. So then she starts like messaging and sending pictures to younger guys.
That is disgusting.
And so it goes on for a while. And then she goes another step further and meets a 14-year-old and a 15-year-old and their friends. And they ended up, she would drive to their house between, like, you know, at booty call, prime booty call hours, between 12 and 4.
Perfect.
And then, like, they would park, like, right in front of the house or in the driveway, do their thing. God. And then they would get out and she would leave. And that went on for a while until one of the moms caught on and started questioning
one of the mom battle.
Right, then started questioning one of the teens that was involved, and he cracked and told her everything and said that he was getting bullied at school. And that was the part of the story that I was like, what? Like,
bullshit.
Who the fuck was making fun of you for, like, banging an older woman? Like, that's that. I'm wow. Like, I think they're just laying it on thick there. So
playing the sympathy card.
Right. He's like, well, I was getting bullied. People were like, at first they said it was cool, and then I was like embarrassed, and then they started making fun of me after that, and I was like, yeah, right.
He was probably doing it wrong.
Wow.
You know what the grossest part of that story is? A 38-year-old on Snapchat.
Hey, I'm 33 and I'm on Snapchat, but I don't talk to fucking 13 and 4.
This is an intervention. This is an intervention.
14-year-olds on Snapchat, because I mean, when you're on Snapchat, you pretty much add your friends. So where is she finding these kids?
I don't know. It just said that she would.
Apparently, when you're a fucking pedophile, you would know, right?
Ugh. Ugh.
Let's see if we can get her on the line and talk to her.
We have a couple questions.
She sounds like a fun time.
She really does. We don't need a hotel room. I have a Suburban.
Wow.
So then, obviously, she, you know, it goes to the police. She gets arrested. She has to go to court. The husband stands by, and she blames her bad decision making on insomnia, saying that, you know, she wasn't getting adequate sleep. She wasn't making, you know, fully, you know, thought through decisions and things like that, which I could see how the lawyer could try to spin that, but there's no way.
Okay, let me tell you something about insomnia. When you're a fucking mom, that shit's out the fucking window. It's called the newborn just fucking cracked you and you can't fucking sleep because you're like literally like feeding a baby like every 3 fucking hours. Like, that's just motherhood. It's not fucking insomnia. I'm sorry. She's just one fucked up individual is what she is.
And from the article, it didn't sound like the kids were newborns either. It sounded like they were probably around 10 or 11.
Oh, geez. Your mommy's a whore.
And the husband stays with her and defends her in court. She's still going to get like 15 years, but...
So by the time they get out, they'll be 30. That's acceptable, right?
Then they can do it again.
Part two.
Maybe when they both turn 18, they can have conjugal visits with her.
Aw.
There's a happy ending. Oh, my God. Oh, you had to go there.
Of course you did. Jesus.
That just... Oh, my God.
She has a calendar marking down the days.
Is that the day when you get out? No, that's the day when they turn 18.
We're going to make some magic.
You're so fucking wrong, dude. I guess that's what this show is about.
That's what I've heard.
We do it every so often. I told you this Mother's Day wasn't going to be any different. Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen. Rice and beans.
Welcome to the show. Sit down. Sit a spell.
So this is we're going to get into a little game, and we call this game a Bullshit Artist. And this is going to be the Mother's Day edition. So it's same rules as always, but it's things that you have told your mother. I'll get the ball rolling since I always ask for volunteers. How about, okay, so three. So number one, I told my mom that I got some chick pregnant when I was in high school. Number two, I told her I was going to marry an Asian chick. Number three, I told her that I got a black chick pregnant.
False on the black chick pregnant.
I'd say false on the high school one, the one in high school, getting a chick pregnant. I would have heard about that one. We're family.
You got the upper hand on that one. I just don't think you have the balls to say you've fucking been fucking with a black chick, but then again, you might have been. I don't know.
And there is nothing wrong with that.
You're from East LA. There's not enough black fucking people over there. That's all fucking Mexicans.
Ese.
No offense.
All right, there is
wrong here, LA.
And then there's the Asian, that I was marrying an Asian chick.
Yeah, at some point. I don't know. Was she half Asian? Yes. Exactly. No, that's true. You were going to. Not the black chick, though. See? I know your hierarchy of colors.
Okay, so the getting a chick pregnant in high school was a lie. The telling her that I was going to marry an Asian chick was true. And
see? I knew it.
And you met the Asian chick. And the getting a black chick pregnant in high school also false.
Okay.
Yes. Maybe.
We tag teamed him. we called his bullshit on.
Would
both
it be
of the
first
bullshit.
Time?
All right. Who's up next?
You want me to go first?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's see. The first one would be, damn, I paid my taxes. The second one would be, my boyfriend's really good to me. And the third one would be, I don't do any drugs.
You didn't pay your taxes.
Yeah, I'm going to say bullshit on the paid my taxes. I'm going to say yes on the my boyfriend's really good to me, because that's usually the prelude to, by the way, he's white. And
this just in.
What was the third one?
The third one was I don't do any drugs.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes, you did tell her that, but at the same time, it was bullshit.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, the second one was just depending on which boyfriend I had at that time. So, It depends on when it was, so it would have been all three as bullshit.
Bullshit.
Basically, I kind of bullshit my mom.
You think?
It kind of comes in a territory with my culture, you know? Yeah, like, you don't really tell your parents, like, you kind of grow up not telling your parents, like, a lot of bad things that happen in your life because you kind of want to appear as this, like, this person that they've raised. And I most definitely am not the person that they raised. So, Cookie, your turn.
Stuff that I've told my mother. I quit smoking. I'm into girls. And I'm going back to school. I mean, this is like a timeline like yours. Like, it might have been a lie once, but maybe not now.
I'm going to say the first one is bullshit. The second two are true. Jasmine?
Yeah, I think I go with the same.
Yeah.
Except the third one. I think the third one, though, I feel like you've bullshitted on that a few times.
Well, yeah, I'm 34 and still live at home. Of course I've bullshitted on that a few times.
How do you think you get to be 34 and still live at home?
Hello?
You gotta dangle a carrot in front of him somehow.
Yes, that's correct.
Fair enough.
You got me. You got me.
All right. So, I told my mom once that I wanted to be in porn. I told her that I was going to get my first tattoo, and I told her that I wanted to be a musician instead of a psychologist.
I think you've bullshitted on the first one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the first one. That's something you wait till, like, the movie actually premieres, so then you have the credibility. Like, guess what I did? Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, same here.
What about
final answer?
What about the other two?
I think you might.
I think you would have told your mom that you would have been a musician.
Yeah.
Instead of a psychologist.
Uh-huh. And the other one was porn tattoo. Yeah, I think you might have lied to your mom about the tattoo. I was there. Yeah, you did. You were wearing long sleeve shirts during the summer.
Yep, I was 17 in high school when I got my first tattoo, and my parents didn't know, and I spent a lot of time at Cookie's pad during the summer trying to hide out from my parents. Plus, he had a pool.
Yeah. And then I remember your brothers would purposely sock you where the tattoo was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that
when it was fresh.
Yeah, that was rough. And I couldn't say anything. I couldn't react. I'm like, oh, you asshole. All right, Jasmine, what about you?
Okay.
Round two.
Let's see here.
Lie.
You liar.
Man. I feel like it's so bad because I feel like I don't even talk to my mom enough to, like, tell her lies or interact with my mom. Because I did not have my mom in my life for, like, a very long time since I was, like, 13. So let's see. I'm going to try to come up with some shit. Let's see. I'm stumped. But let's go with... Oh, here you go. This is a good one. When I started wearing, like, provocative underwear...
Slut.
I told her that I don't have a boyfriend. But so I did. But I did. Second one would be that I was going to be a nurse. The third one would be, let's see here.
I don't really like the taste of dog. Bullshit.
She's all, I love it.
That I
was giving up rice.
Well, that I had money.
I'm going to say
saved up.
Bullshit on having money. Yes, on the having slutty underwear and no boyfriend. And what was the second one? The middle one?
What was the middle
one? My other one was that I was going to be a nurse.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yes, on that one, just because you're Asian. So I'm assuming you would tell her things that she would want to hear. I'm going to be a nurse. I'm going to deliver mail. I'm going to do nails.
Dry cleaning and taxes.
Correct.
My car insurance is going to be through
wearing,
the roof.
Yeah, I started wearing like provocative underwear and stuff or whatever. And it was funny because the first time that she saw it, it kind of was like, I don't know what type of... Her reaction was she wasn't even shocked or anything. It was weird to me because she told me, my mom's thinking, oh my God, my mother. She was like, well, you know, I always did tell you that if anything else, you can wear like, you know, pretty much you can wear shitty clothes, but make sure you have like really good underwear. So she started, and in the back of my head, I'm like, what is she trying to tell me? Like, and like nothing matters except for your underwear. So I guess like, is this supposed to be like a sexual thing? Like, I don't know what she was trying to come across.
It's and like, you had skid marks.
It's okay for guys to see like the sexy underwear then. It's like, what is she trying to say? And then at some point I remember when you know, with like the whole drug thing or whatever, I remember her saying, oh, don't touch anything or whatever. Don't do that. That's evil. I would rather much see you like, you know, be with a bunch of guys.
Little did she know.
Do drugs. And I was like, okay, all right. I guess this does tie in now. You know, she'd rather me be a slut than
a drug lord.
Than a druggie. Because that was my future. And look where it got me now.
The world's at your feet. Ready for their nails to be painted.
And with the whole nurse thing, I mean, I did tell him that I was going to be a nurse and that never fell through. But oh well.
All right, Cookie, what about you? Round two.
I told my mom that... Oh, these are so hard because I tell my mom so many lies.
Right?
Your dinner's great. That outfit looks amazing. I'm just kidding. That's so bad. No, having another kid 10 years after you had me isn't a bad idea. Good luck starting all over again.
But hey, for the record, I do have a good boyfriend right now, so.
She has to say.
I want to throw that out there before I get in trouble.
She has to tell her mom that before she says he's not Asian.
Yeah. This just in. I don't know. I really don't talk to my mom that much.
You know what I mean? I feel the same way. Like... Damn, like, I do not have that much of a relationship with my mother. And I feel bad.
Is there somebody I can talk to about that?
Right?
I think so. I think it's kind of encouraged.
And I'm over here like, damn, no wonder I'm such into mama's boys.
Like living vicariously.
No wonder I'm such a sugar mama.
Living vicariously through them.
Maybe that's why I look for guys that don't have mothers.
Since I don't have a mom, can I borrow yours?
I tell Pepper that all the time. Can I borrow your mom?
She's game.
She likes it.
That's a hard pass. I don't know. Like, let's see. No, next. I don't know. I really. I'm at a loss.
Would that be like considered a type of mom, a sugar mama? Do we celebrate sugar mamas for Mother's Day?
Year round, they should be celebrated year round.
Exactly.
Yay! Celebrate me. Just kidding.
They don't just get one day; they get the whole year. I've become accustomed to this lifestyle.
Damn it! I better be celebrated on Sunday. Hint, hint.
He's not listening.
All right. I'll wrap up round two then. I told my mom that one of my ex-girlfriends was having an asthma attack when I thought they were asleep. Everybody else was asleep in the house, and me and her came home. We were doing our thing, and I guess not everybody was asleep because mom was still awake, and I guess must have heard some stuff. So
you're doing it wrong.
So I told her that she was having an asthma attack. Number two.
Because of the noise?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
From the heavy breathing. Number two is that I was going to stay in Australia when I was on business, and I had gone there a while back. And I was talking to them, and she asked how I liked it, and I told her I was going to stay there, and I was going to just move all my stuff there and just kind of just go on about life there. And number three was that I didn't have any problem passing a drug test when she asked.
Number three totally bullshitted on that one.
I remember her asking, without how did you pass it?
The rest is true. Number three, though. Come on now.
I believe you'd divulge that to your mom, truthfully. And then she'd be shocked, like, what?
So number three, actually, number two was the only one that was not true.
Oh. But,
really? Yes.
I sleep on that couch.
But I did tell her that my ex-girlfriend was having an asthma attack when she overheard us doing it.
Wow.
And then Cookie was right, and I had passed a drug test, and my mom looks at me and goes, "How did you pass a drug test?" I didn't have a comeback. I was just like,
touche.
Whatever. You're old. And I walked away. Oh. That was the only thing I could come up with.
You should have been like magic.
Ta-da.
Plain and simple.
I was like, I slipped the guy a 20. He was a kid. He needed the cash. I gave him a $20 bill and said, I passed, right? And he said, yeah.
There you go. It works.
So I thought it might be a fun idea just because you know how we are.
Yes.
In the spirit of Mother's Day, and we're going to close out the set with some good old-fashioned your mama jokes. So I will get the ball rolling. Your mama is so ugly, her portraits hang themselves.
Snap. That's a good one. this one's not mine, but this one's one of my favorites. I can't even give credit to where I remember hearing it from. Your mama's so dumb, she went to Dr. Dre for a pap smear. I just love that one.
Great. Your mama's so fat, she was baptized at SeaWorld.
classic.
Bring it back.
All right. with Asian moms in mind. Your mom is so ugly, even Hello Kitty said goodbye.
Wow.
Your mom is so ugly, Mr. Rogers doesn't even want to be her neighbor.
Oh, man.
Your mom is so fat, she has to wear 6 different watches, one for each time zone.
Your mom is so fat, she doesn't need the internet. She's already worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
That was the extent of my mama jokes.
Okay, I'll keep going.
Go for it.
Your mom is so fat, the aliens call her the mothership.
Your mom is so fat, Donald Trump couldn't build a wall around her.
Oh. But the Mexicans down at Home Depot sure tried.
Let's see. Your mom is so old, her social security's number is 1. Oh my god, this is a good one. Your mom is so old, when she lifted her boob to wash under it, a pilgrim fell.
Your mama's got 630 titties. Both of them point straight down.
Your mom is so stupid, she thought a quarterback was a refund.
Your mom was so old, she took her driver's test on a dinosaur.
Let's see.
Your mom is so fat, when she went to an all-you-can-eat buffet, they had to tell her that wasn't a challenge.
Your mom was so fat, she stepped on a scale and it said, help!
There's a one that's same like that, but it says to be continued. Your mom is so old, her breast milk is actually powder.
Your mom was so old, she babysat for Jesus.
Oh, this one was the one that I liked a lot, too. Your mom is so dumb, when she went to the movies and saw the under 17 not permitted sign, she left to get 16 of her friends. Let's see.
Yo mama.
Your mama's teeth are so yellow, when she smiled at traffic, it slowed down.
Your mama's teeth are so brown, when she spits, it comes out like Yoo-hoo.
Get a cup.
Your mom is so fat, it took me 2 trains, a plane, and a bus to get to her good side.
Oh man, I don't think there's anything better than a good your mama joke.
There really isn't. It's good for the soul.
It's cathartic. All right, guys. Well, we're coming up on our time here, so thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to catch us again next week. We're going to have some new games coming up pretty soon. We're going to introduce the accent swap challenge, and we have a number of friends that are from different parts of the world, and they have different accents, and we kind of dig theirs, they kind of dig ours, even though I don't think we have one, but whatever.
What are you talking about?
So we're going to be pulling on random friends from around the globe that have different accents, and we are going to have a list of like 5-6 sentences that each person is going to have to say. And
we're in a different accent?
Yes, they're going to have to swap with us, so... We have the first one lined up. She's in Australia. So,
crikey.
One of us that's going to do the challenge will have to say the sentence in an Australian accent.
Australian accent. And okay, in turn, this is going to be fun.
And in turn, she will have to say it using an American accent, which sounds funny to say.
Love it. Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought we were supposed to like pretend we have other accents too, because then my shit's going to be on point.
Yeah, we're going to be bringing on people that have different, and we're gonna, basically the challenge is to swap and see who can say it better in the swapped accent.
Okay.
So we'll probably have them read it first. We'll read our line, you know, the same sentence first, and then it'll start. So then we'll see who can say it better with the swapped accent.
What are you talking about?
And as they say in Canada, peace out. that's going to be fun. And we're trying to line that up. And it's just a little difficult just because of, you know, they're, like I said, they're in different parts of the globe. Yeah, so the time zone issues are playing a factor in this. But we are going to get this thing going within the next couple of weeks.
And, cool. This is new.
And next week, I think we might have Ray the Guitar Guy and or the Beauty Heroine joining us again.
Yes.
And they both been up to a lot of big things. The Beauty Heroine had a couple of really big seminars that she led that went really well, where she was teaching how to do makeup. And Ray the Guitar Guy is now on Spotify.
Awesome.
So we're going to go ahead and make sure that we post up their links in the blog section. And so go ahead and cruise by, check them out. All right. And then I think in 2 weeks we're going to also do another Rice and Beans Radio. So all of our musician friends that are out there, get your music in so we can get it on the air. Until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.